It is the Friday show. Tessa Simakulwa, I've got Kev Walsh and Andy Heaton. They're the people who are right in front of me. Joining us from other angles, Dave Mooney, Alex Hurst and Tom Fahey. We're not going to do tons on Liverpool. In fact, I'm going to go to Tessa on it. I might even pass the other two over to an extent. Liverpool are just going to beat Watford, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think Salah might be on a vengeance after the display with Egypt, missing the penalty and not going to the World Cup. So
he looked grumpy about it during the game, which I thought was quite interesting. He looked to me like, this is just crap. Why is this happening to me? Couldn't get him in the game or anything like that. And I don't know, I think it's dead interesting, the idea that he sort of ends up having to just be Egypt's best player by a mile, whereas Sadio Mane's got some teammates who are quite good at football and it helps.
Yeah, and I think maybe the added pressure of him being the like superstar and the biggest face in like North Africa, you could say, probably doesn't help. And every time someone in Egypt has the ball, they're probably thinking, can we get it to Salah and can he score? I think what happens at Liverpool, even though he is still Liverpool's key player and best player, Diaz has come in and kind of, even though he hasn't scored or assisted that many, he's hit the ground running. And even the other game that you had previously when you brought Firmino off the bench, you know, he's been injured and people forgot about him and now he's back playing well. Jota comes on, plays well. Mane, you know, buoyed from qualifying and scoring a penalty to get his country to the World Cup. So you've got five attackers all on form. So I think, yeah, comfortable win for Liverpool.
Can't see anything different than that, can you? If you're not beating Watford at all, you don't deserve to win the league.
No, it's that's sort of where you are. It's one, Andy, where they'll make it difficult. They'll sit deep, all the obvious little bits and pieces. But Liverpool have just got to stay patient and find the way through. And you think Thiago starts, given the fact that he hasn't gone away on international duty?
My kingdom for an early goal to keep my Spurs from jingling and jangling. Hodgson in it. So, you know. But no, look, superstitions aside, it should be fairly straightforward. So just please, just get an early goal and then put the pressure on of the M62.
Well, let's put the pressure up the M62 right now. Dave Mooney on Manchester City, their 3 p.m. game away at Turf Moor.